Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Yes, as you can hear in the background, I am over here clapping and praising the Lord. So I don't know where you're at this morning. You could be in your car. You could be just getting out the bed. You could be anywhere, but just be careful when you give God some praise. If you are driving, I don't want you to lose control over the car, although God does deserve a lose control praise, but we're gonna be safe this morning, right? Listen, get wherever you at, give God a hand clap of praise, because he is worthy. He is worthy of all the praise. And so let's just get right into it this morning. So like the song said, if you were listening to the jam session, the last song I played was I Got Away. And I had typed in the chat, I said, who else has the I Got Away testimony? Who else has an I Got Away testimony? And so while you all think through that, I just wanted to help you with some declarations this morning. Excuse me. I want to help you be reminded that and declare and decree that we will get away from the enemy's chokehold. I declare and decree that we will get away from the enemy's chokehold over us, meaning I will get away from the enemy's chokehold. What do I mean when I say that? What I mean is that we need to get away from being disobedient. We need to get away from not listening to what the Lord is saying to us. We need to get away from people that steer us into the wrong direction, or people that say negative things or speak negative things over our life. We need to get away from the negative mindset that we may carry throughout this work week and beyond. We need to get away. We need to get away from the things that are not of God. Listen, I could go on and on all day about the things that we need to get away from. And so I just had to share that with you and had to play that song, because you gotta have an I Got Away testimony. I Got Away testimony. I Got Away to the point that I'm not ever going back. I Got Away and I'm not going back. And I'm not going back because it's too much at stake. It is too much at stake. And so that's honestly, for me, I know it's an I Got Away testimony. Why? Because every Monday morning I get up here at 7 a.m., I know God is saying, girl, get up out the bed. You got to get away from the bed. Listen, and y'all might think that's funny, but it's so true, because like I said time and time again, I am not a morning person by no means. But let me tell you, the Lord said, do something, and guess what? I'm going to do it with no questions asked. With no questions asked. So I challenge you this week to declare and decree whatever your I Got Away testimony is. Declare and decree that over your life. Declare and decree that over your life, because sometimes we got to be reminded that we got away from that situation. Okay. All right. So let's get into it. Before we actually get into it, I definitely want to share that we got some exciting things going on in the U Brand Academy camp. So definitely stay tuned to watch your text messages, because I'll be releasing those. And if you're not on the list, get on the list. If you're not on the list, get on the list. I will place some information and share that information with you all later. All right. So when I was praying about this message this morning, as usual, I always say, God, speak through me to speak to your people. And what do you want me to say to your people this morning? And so I do this all the time. I take notes of significant things that have happened. And so this past weekend, I had the opportunity to witness my daughter being in her first parade that she remembers, So she was in the Christmas parade, and as we were driving to the Christmas parade, there were road closures. And then at one particular road closure, there was this one car causing all this traffic. It was causing a traffic backup because of this one car. And I'm like, what is the issue? Like, what's really going on? Because we got places to go. What's going on? So I see this one car. It wasn't stalled. It wasn't broken down or anything. But the reason why this one car was causing a traffic jam is because the road they were trying to go down had a road closure. It was literally blocked. It was literally blocked. And you couldn't go around the road blockage, but the car itself was just like angled in a way where it was trying to go down the closed road, causing other cars to back up and have to like go around the car, right? Go around the car and keep going straight instead of turning right, if you can get that visual in your head. Okay, so the car was blocking the traffic, and the road closure was there blocking the car from going down the road. And so I'm in the car and I said, do they not pay attention to the road closures? It's clear as day that the road is closed. It's clear as day that there is a blockage. It's a blockage, meaning there was a road barrier causing you not to be able to go down the road. But the person was still trying to get down the road. I hope you get this vision in your head now. And so I said, okay, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know why they're trying to go down that closed road. And my husband in the driver's seat, he said, they must ain't get the memo. I was like, ooh, instantly I wrote it down in my notes because I was like, God, that's a whole word. That's a whole message for someone. And so I want to, I'm going to my notes, and forgive me for not having it all the way up, but I want to tell you what I specifically said. I said, why are they trying to go down a road that is closed? My husband said, they must didn't get the memo. They must didn't get the memo. So I want to ask you this morning, because I said, God, this is so good. This is so, so good. We sometimes in life will get a road closure sign in front of our faces, and the road closure sign is from our Heavenly Father. He said, don't go down that road. He said, do not go down this road. But how many of us this morning have went down a road knowing that God said no? Knowing that God said, don't go down that road. Don't go down that road. There are many signs, so many confirmations that we dismiss, and we go down that road anyway. For whatever reason, maybe satisfy ourselves, maybe quote unquote make ourselves feel great at that moment. And for whatever reason, you don't pay attention to the road closures. You don't pay attention to the road closures. But my question to you, my friends, when that happens next time, will you get the memo? Will you get the hint? Will you get the message that the road is closed, or that this path is not the path that you're supposed to take in life? This path is not the path you're supposed to take in your career, in your business, or in your life in general. Will you get the message? You know, every time when I say, will you get the message, I can't help but think of when people say, reading is fundamental. Reading is fundamental. And I have to remix that and say, reading the word, God's word, is fundamental. Reading the word, God's word, is fundamental. Let me tell you, it is fundamental for your soul. It's fundamental for your health. It's fundamental to receive what God has for you instead of what God has for somebody else. It's fundamental to receive the directions that He has, or to do what? His will and not our will. It's fundamental to do those things, okay? It is fundamental to do those things. And so I had to see what God's word said about this, because I'm not just going to tell you this story and not take it back to the word, because that's what we're doing up here, okay? We're taking it to the word. And so in Isaiah 30, if you have not read this entire scripture, I encourage you to do so. And so before we get into the actual verse, I want to take you to, which is Isaiah 30, verse 21. I want to give you some historical context of what Isaiah 30 actually is talking about. And so it's talking about the obstinate children, the obstinate nation, the obstinate children we're talking about were the people, or are the people of Judah, okay? And those who had rebelled against God. I'm going to say that again. This whole entire chapter is about the children of Judah, the people of Judah who had rebelled against God. And so when I was reading that and reading some more context, the Lord shared with me, go and share with them what the definition of rebel is. The definition of rebel is to oppose or disobey one in authority or control. So when you rebel against God, that simply means you are opposing Him. You are disobeying His commands, or disobeying what He is saying to you at an appointed time. Listen, because He is the one that's in control. Okay, I'm going to let that sit with you. Then it says that the people of Judah sought help and advice from everyone but God. From everyone but God. How familiar does this sound? I know I have my hand up so high right now. I cannot be the only one who has sought advice from each and everybody but God. But let me tell you, this morning, I come to remind you that seek ye first the kingdom of God, meaning seek His word first before you seek anybody's advice. Like, God, what are we doing in this situation? God, what's going on? Like, what do you want me to say? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to partner with? God, what do you want me to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God before you seek other advice. And then that was so good. Okay, so I'm just gonna go ahead, because I could stay on this all day, but I'm gonna go ahead and go into the scriptures that I want to read for you. The verse 30, Isaiah 30, verse 21, that is the scripture that we're going to highlight. But I also want to read for you 19 through 21. Yes. So it says, people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, meaning as soon as God hears, he will answer you. Can we just put a pin in that real quick? Because we think that, you know, we pray to God and you're like, God, I don't feel you here, or God, I don't see anything happening. What's going on? I just want to remind you that God hears your cries. I believe we talked about this on the last prayer call, but God does hear you. He hears you. He even knows what you're going to say. He knows what you're going to pray before you even pray it. Come on. I mean, he knows every one of your needs before you even need it. But he is highly wanting you, high key, he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to do what? Build a better relationship, get in relationship with him. And one way we do that is by constantly talking with him. And when we're constantly talking with him, that's praying. And the word even says that, pray without ceasing. Okay, pray without ceasing. And so God hears you. Just in case you did not know, God hears your prayer, and it's going to work out in his timing. Your situation is going to work out in his timing, not yours. And it's going to be the perfect time. Okay, so taking the pen out, it also says, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Verse 21 states, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ear will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. It says, a voice behind you, meaning, you know, that voice in the back of your head. Sometimes you be like, I heard something told me this, something told me that. Yeah, that was most likely the Lord, the Holy Spirit, just really sharing with you on what paths you should take, giving you discernment, discernment in which way you should go. And so I want to read verse 21 again. It says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. I can't say, somebody just declare and decree and just say out loud, this is the way, walk in it. How many of you all have heard that? And I pray, if you have not heard that in regards to your career situation, your business situations, or your life in general, I pray that God will definitely share that this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. And so as usual, I love to share like with the commentary around verse 21 states, it says, when the people of Jerusalem left God's path, when the people left God's path, he would correct them. He will do the same for us. But when we hear his voice of correction, we must be willing to follow it. Let me read that last part again. It says, but when we hear his voice of correction, we must be willing to follow it. Oh, so how many of you are willing to really follow God's direction, God's voice? Hear it, not just hear it, but execute on what he is saying. You must be willing to follow it, willing. What does that take? It takes increased faith. I feel like a broken record sometimes, but I have to remind you, in order to obey God, in order to be willing to obey God and follow his voice and follow what he says to us, it's going to take an extra level of faith. It's going to take that extra level of trust. It's going to take you getting tired of being tired, of being in the same old situation time and time again. You got like, Lord, how we get here again? Ooh, there must be a change that must occur. And the change that must occur in you first. It must occur in you first. The change, I'm going to say that again. The change must occur in you first. In you first. Is that in like that the light bulb the that symbolizes, oh, you get an idea or something, or the light switch in your head, oh, it just flickered and you're like, oh, this God, yes, I'm tired of being tired, I'm tired of being sick and tired of the same old situation or being in the same old cycle. And in order to get out that same old cycle, all we have to do is listen. Listen to God's voice. Listen to where he is taking us. Listen to every word, because he will direct our paths. He will direct our paths. He will put up roadblocks and say, my child, don't go down this way. He will put up the blocks, the road, the signs that says this road is closed, meaning this road ain't for you. This is maybe for somebody else, but this road is not for you, because I need to redirect you into a different place, into a different place that has your name on it. Come on now, because I believe that each and every one of us, there's a blessing with our name on it, period. There's a blessing with our name on it. So I pray that message definitely penetrates your heart. I pray that message really sits with you over this next week, and you will read this scripture and you will move forth in obedience and following what God has said and will say to you. In Jesus' name, period. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their gifts, gifts that they know about, gifts that they don't know about. But God, I just pray right now that you will stir their gifts up so that they can use it in this earthly realm and give you all the glory, because you are worthy of all the praise and all the honor, God. We thank you. We thank you in advance, Lord, for what you're going to do for us. We thank you for what you have done for us, Lord. And we just lift up our hands right now. We surrender whatever may be on our mind, whatever may be burdening us right now, Lord. We submit it to you. We submit it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the courage to listen to what you have to share with us, giving us the courage to execute on the plans, God, that you have for us, Lord. Let us know that, listen, when you give us the plans, Lord, when you give it to us, that we have no choice. There is no choice, but we have to get the courage to execute. We have to get the I'm tired of being tired attitude, Lord, and say, I got to follow the Lord, because there is no way. There is no way. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for us getting away from that negative mindset. I thank you for us getting away from the enemy chokehold over our life, God. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the path that you have created for us. God, let us not look to the left or to the right at our peers, but have us to focus on what it is that you have called us to do, and have us to execute in excellence in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your covering over us in this season, Lord. as we close out this year, Lord. We thank you. Listen, if there's anything that it is that God has shared with us to do, it's not too late for it to get done. It is not too late for it to get done. Even if it has to carry over into the next year, we know that God's hand is over our life because he has said for us to do it. He has called us to it. So if he has called us to it, he is going to lead us through it in Jesus' name. So God, I thank you for your sons and your daughters. I thank you for their life. I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for the covering that you constantly give us, the protection. God, I ask that you dispatch your angels around us each and every day and around the vehicles that we take, around the paths that we walk, God, in the name of Jesus, be in our workplaces, whether it's virtual or in person, God. We thank you for dwelling with us. We thank you for being in the midst of every circumstance, every phone call. Lord, we thank you for being in the midst and going before us, Lord, and setting the atmosphere for us. So God, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all go forth and conquer and have a blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.